The trials of this world were getting stronger. The pull I felt was more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. For something keeps holding me. Every day I see is a reality to open up my trial. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Satan laid before me his temptation, his desire to steal away my faith. Hallelujah. But I have found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by his grace. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, he's helping me comfortably to overcome my trials. Guiding me constantly. Every day I see, reality, for Jesus keeps holding me. I have found in times. I have found in times. Yeah. Satan laid before me his temptation, his desire to steal away my faith. But I have found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by his grace. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me. Oh, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly. Every day I see, he's a reality. For Jesus keeps holding me. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. He's a reality. For Jesus keeps holding me. We need wisdom. We need power. true love for each other. We have had so many big and empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Store your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We your kingdom shine upon this earth through our living glorious church. Not for temporary need, oh, but to restore authority. Your mighty rushing wind blowing, oh, touch your people once again. Oh Lord, we see your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hands. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us. When we stand up facing final battle cry, restore your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again, oh, with your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth through our living glorious church. For temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power, may your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I never been before. No sad goodbyes be spoken. Oh, time won't matter anymore. Oh, Beulah land, I'm longing for you. Hey, my own. My home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. I'm looking now. Must I live with my faith? It's gonna end inside. It's just a few more days to labor. And I'll take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you. If someday on the I'll stand, I would stay my own shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land, Beulah Land, Beulah Land, I'm longing for.
Yes, someday,
someday on the I'll stand. I will stand
and my home shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land.
Give me the words once again. God bless you. Amen. We thank the Lord for tonight. It's another grace for us to be in His presence. The Lord loves us, and He's always at His time. Amen. As long as we have chosen this place to be a place of worship,
amen,
He meets His worshipers. Praise God. So where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in their midst. Praise God. And tonight we are more than three. Praise the Lord. We are more than three. And you don't know how many angels are seated here tonight. Oh, with the Lord Himself, because He comes with the host of heaven. Praise the Lord. He goes along with what? The host of heaven. Praise God. So they are seated here. Oh, hallelujah. Beulah Land, I'm longing for. How many are longing for that place?
Amen.
And someday, we will stand there.
Amen.
And there will be our home. Amen. An eternal home. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land. Shall we bow down our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You once again that tonight You are here with us. We know that the hosts of heaven are all here tonight, O God. And the Lord Jesus, You are standing here, O Lord, tonight to speak to us. So, Lord Jesus, we ask this moment that, Lord, oh, You grant us, O God, the ears, Lord, to hear. Oh, prepare our hearts that, Lord Jesus, Your word, that a seed, oh, will find a place. And, Father, it will be growing, O Lord, to bear the very fruits of Your word, O God. Father, tonight we surrender ourselves, Lord, into Your hands, that, Lord, Your own way will be our way tonight, and Your will be our will.
Amen.
Father, we commit our brethren who are not here tonight all into Your hands, O God. One or two things that have held them for not being here, O God, Father, You are well, Lord Jesus. Let Your blessings be unto them also. Touch each and every one tonight, even as the congregation have sang their song, oh, touch us tonight, Lord Jesus. By Your mighty hand, by Your grace, by Your loving kindness, Lord, touch us, Lord Jesus. That even if there is any sick amongst us, Lord Jesus, oh, before we leave here, oh Lord, healing has already taken place. Father, grant us, Lord Jesus, even our heart desires, Lord, as we stand before You, Lord. Father, You know us individually. Oh, that, Lord, we need, oh God, to be closer with you, God. Because, Lord, we don't want to miss that day. So, Lord, keep us closer to you always, Lord. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are here. Holy Spirit, as we turn to your word, oh God, oh, bless it and let it be life, real life, Lord, unto us. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's still keep standing as we turn to Job. Amen. The book of Job. Denzel, how are you doing? Good. Let's turn to the book of Job. We read Job 1:1, and then we shall continue from 8 to 11. So let us hear the word of God. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Let's continue from the verse 8 to 11. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Oh, hallelujah. A perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered to the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Hath not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Amen. Take off your hand of all that Job has, and I tell you, he will curse you right on your face. You have made a hedge around Job on every side. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, we want to be like Job. The Lord Jesus, you see us as a perfect people. People that fear you, God. Amen. That we eschew the evil, of God. Amen. People that, Lord, you have kept us within your tabernacle, Lord. Hedged us within, oh God. That no one can enter. Amen. And no one can go out. Lord, tonight, let these words, oh God, be our portion in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? tonight, thank God. Only last week, my daughter Angel came to me, only last week, came to me, and he was studying the book of Job. And he came and asked me about verse 10 and 11 of chapter 4. Which reads 10 and 11, which reads, the roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken, and the lions perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad. That's chapter 4, 10 and 11. So she told me she doesn't understand, and I needed to explain to her. And I just told her it was just a mockery, a molesting mockery from a supposed friend of Job Eliphaz of Temanite, see, lashing it at Job. And it is what? Satan in Eliphaz trying to do what? Making an effort for Job to do what? To curse God. And as we go along, we will come to that and you understand it. And I told her, I have a subject on that. I'm just waiting on the Lord when to bring it to the church. So as you have asked this, anytime next week, I'll bring it to the church. Amen. So that Job's trials, our topic tonight, Job trials. Amen. Job trials. We all have had some kinds of what? Trials. And you really become satisfied when you are able to contain that trial. Amen. We have had our own several trials. But when you are able to overcome it, it brings you what? Great satisfaction. Praise God. And maybe right now some of us are going through what? Still some trials. Praise the Lord. But one thing is that, for we Christians, we have what? We have a hope somewhere. Praise God. For we Christians, we have been told by the Lord that the trying of our faith is working what? It worketh patient for you. That you be patient for him. Praise the Lord. And he said we should not rejoice only in the hope of the glory of God. When you look at Romans 5, 2 and 3. But rather we should even glory in what? Tribulation. So we should glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation also worketh what? Patience. Praise God. Trials, Brother Shepherd, it works patience in you. He will come your way one day. Praise the Lord. So trials, when you are able to contain it, it brings you what? Satisfaction. The end of it is what? It's abundance. Exceeding. Greater than even what you expect. Because we know it happened to what? Job. And Job's message is not just the Bible for nothing. It is for you and me. An assurance that at the end of it, if you are able to contain the trials, it will be what? Abundantly and exceedingly more than you expect. Because that happened to Job. And he's a Job. That God of Job is the God of today. He changeth not. Praise the Lord. So many years you are waiting or going through these trials, painful, suffering. But yet, as long as the sun, you can see it on the horizon, it is not going to stay there. It will come up. Praise God. Have you ever seen the sun in the horizon and it stays there? And then get lost? No, sir. It will surely come up and bring its sunshine. Amen. So, when we are going through trials, said it's working patience. The trial of our faith worketh what? Patience. And we must not only glory in what? In the hope or the joy of the Lord. But we must what? Glory also in tribulation. Because tribulation also worketh what? Patience. Amen. But my brother, my sister, as we Christians, there is something we should take notice of. That we must be very careful that our trials and tribulations are not come because of what? Sin. If you are going through tribulation, you are going through trials. The Bible again tells us that we must be very careful that the trials that we are going through, they are not because of what? Sin that we have what? Committed. We must balance everything. Amen. Amen. You don't just say, as the Lord have said that our faith work at the trial of our faith work at what? Patience. Oh, my brother, watch whether that trial that you are going through, you are going through it as what? A true Christian. Amen. Suffering as a Christian without sin. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Peter 4, 15 and 16. First Peter 4, 15 and 16. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Take notice. See? Say, let none of you suffer. Go through some trials and tribulations because of what? You being a murderer. And we know, look, my brother, murderer here, it's not that, brother, I've never killed anyone before. You are talking about what? The law? The physical side? We are talking about spiritual. Amen. If you are not careful, you'll be killing a lot of people, the number of people you have killed. When you are told, you never believe it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's watch it. He said, even if you are angry, without cause, you're angry with your brother without any cause. That's what the Bible is saying. Praise God. It's killing. So let's watch it. So when he talks of murder here, don't think, I've never held a gun before, and so I've never committed murder. My brother, my sister, is talking about this one here. Very, very dangerous. That's what we are coming on. Amen. Or a thief. See? I've never what? Stolen from anyone. Eh? An evildoer. Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Oh, my brother. Gossiping. Praise the Lord. Gossips. Busybody in other people's matters. Oh, have you heard? Have you heard? Have you seen? Hey, my brother, my sister. He said, verse 16, he said, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, oh, hallelujah, amen, let not him be ashamed. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Amen. See? If you go to suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But let him glorify God on this behalf. Knowing that you are a Christian. Praise the Lord. Just go up. Let's read verse 14 also. There is another thing there. Go up. Let's read for verse 14. He said, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. See? For the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Amen. Amen. My brother, let's watch these things. On their part, he's evil spoken of. But on your part, he is what? Glorified. Amen. See? It's just like, my brother, what we have been studying from Laodicea. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So if you are being reproached, either by what? Scripture, to straighten you, or the world is what? Reproaching you because you are a Christian. My brother, my sister. He said, be happy. Amen. Amen. Be very happy. Amen. Because the spirit of the glory of the Lord is resting upon you. Amen. There is something God loves about you. Amen. And he wants that thing that is in you to be put right for his glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's watch these things, my brother, my sister. And so, because of this, let me make this, let me not skip this sin. Listen, my brethren, whenever a preacher stands here and speaks against women's dress, let us not all look at what? The outward appearance of what he or she is wearing, especially women. Amen. See, we look at what? The outside appearance alone. My brother, we are making a mistake. Amen. Amen. Let us not be led to be looking only at the outside appearance. But when we talk about women's dress, look, it covers all of us, both men and women. Amen. And we are talking about spiritual dressing. Amen. Spiritual clothing. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we know that Abraham, he was what? Covered with what? Righteousness as his what? Clothing. Praise God. The church must look at what? It on the spiritual. What kind of clothes are we wearing? See? But all the time when we talk about women's dress, we all look at what the women are wearing. Women and everyone, the spiritual is more important. Amen. What you are wearing is more important spiritually. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So let's look at that. What clothing have we as individuals put on? What kind of covering have we on? And so, my sisters, when we talk about women's dress, don't get it wrong. Always praise the Lord. The church is a type of what? A woman. Amen. 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 The church is a type of what? A woman. The bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. It needs to what? Clothe in what? Pure white. Amen. Without spots, without wrinkle. Without blemish, a holy clothing. That is what Jesus says, I will come and present to myself. Praise the Lord. So now, Job, let's come to him. Job was a type of what? Christ. Job was a type of Christ. Because the scripture says, Christ, he was without what? Sin. Amen. Christ was without sin. And so also Job also, it was known that he eschewed what? Evil. Praise the Lord. Which means Job will not deliberately sin. Praise God. Job will not deliberately sin. He feared God. See, sometimes we know that this is wrong, and yet we just do it anyhow. We want to be like Job. So that we go through these, our trials that we are going through, and come out as Job also came out. And in doing so, let us what? Hate what? Evil. Amen. Praise God. The other time I was saying, the prophet, I was quoting from the prophet, that when you are standing by the roadside and you see a truck coming your direction at 90 miles per hour, even more than that, coming towards you, what is behind it? Death. Praise God. You know that death is what is coming. So no matter whether it is what sewage or whatever be it, you will just jump out of the way of what? Of that coming vehicle, of that coming death. Praise God. Instinctly you will just get out of the way. Then we see sin also coming. Oh, why don't we also keep away from what? From sin coming towards us. Then we just wait for sin to come and we embrace it. My brother, my sister, the physical thing, sin also, you know that death is behind it. Amen. Because the penalty of sin is what? Death. Sin is coming, death is behind it. But you stand and embrace it. But physically, when a car is coming, you get out of the way. Because you don't want to die. Then sin is coming, you stay there, you want to die with sin. Oh, praise the Lord. So, as Christ, we say that Job was a type of Christ. Christ was without sin. Job also eschewed evil. He will not deliberately sin. Praise God. When he sees sin coming, he will keep off the way of what? Of sin. We are talking about Job. We want to be like Job. So that whatever trials Job went through and came out and he received abundantly and exceedingly, that's the same way we want to also go. So another one thing is that we must what? Hate sin. When sin is coming, let us keep away. Job did that and it pleased God. It pleased God. We hear also that Jesus suffered grievously. See, we know how Jesus suffered right down in his soul. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then from there on to the cross, he suffered grievously. The same also Job. Job also suffered grievously. Amen. Job was under absolute submission to the will of God. Jesus was what? Under what? Complete submission unto God. Praise the Lord. It's he that work, and then I also work. Complete submission. Under the will of God. So was what Job also. See, the life of Job, he never knew it. He was unknowingly proving to Satan how he truly trusted God. He never knew. We are coming on that. See, the faith, his faith in God was running a great disappointment and a shameful defeat in the camp of what? Of the devil, of Satan. And meanwhile, Job never knew the challenge that was behind. He never knew it. He never knew that there was a challenge between God and Satan. Amen. Praise the Lord. The suffering he was going through, he never knew it. But he was enduring what? The suffering, the trials, in his true image, as what? The way how he was. Amen. See? You understand what I'm saying? How he was. He was what? He was enduring it. Praise the Lord. Many a time, we look around, if we want to endure something at all, we want to see what I can gain after it all. Yeah? Praise the Lord. If I know that I won't get anything out of it, no, I'm not going to be part of this thing. Praise the Lord. Job never knew anything. What was going on behind? There was a challenge. And what challenge was that? That's what we have read. Satan had challenged God because God said, Satan, how do you see my servant Job? Oh, praise the Lord. There is no one like him on earth. Oh, hallelujah. What a great testimony for God to give to a man like man. Job was like you and me. And God testifying and saying to the enemy, Satan, then watch my servant, watch my daughter. No one is like her. No one is like him on the whole of this earth. Great testimony. And we know, Satan said, you have a what? You have made a wedge. You've made a wedge around what? Job. Of all that he has, everything, his house, his properties, himself, you have made a wedge around it. But I tell you, if you like, take everything that Job has, and I tell you, he will curse you right on your face. Amen. And one thing I love, he said, when Satan himself was saying, thou hast made an hedge about him. Amen. About his house. And about all that he had on every side. Every side you have made what? An hedge. The north, there is a hedge there. The south, there is a hedge. The east, there is a hedge. The west, there is a hedge. Oh, no one can enter. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, is that not what we want? And it was not God that simply building that hedge. But the life of what? The life of Job. His faith. His trust in God. That created what? That hedge. And God what? God also what? Fortified it. Praise the Lord. So you need to what? Create that hedge first. Amen. Satan tried. He went to the north. When he went to the north, he saw the love of God. I said, Then he went to the south. Then he saw faith in Christ. I said, yay. What can I do? He went to the east. He saw the gate. Hope in Christ. I said, how can I get into this job? Then he went to the south. Obedience. Oh, hallelujah. Obedience to the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. There was no way. The house of what? The house of Job sealed. Sealed by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sealed. No entrance. No exit. Amen. It is the life of Job himself that was that created that hedge. Amen. North, the love of God. South, faith in Christ. Amen. East, hope in Christ. Amen. Oh, the west, obedience to his word. Amen. Amen. There was no way. He was what? His home was sealed. My brother, my sister, is that not what we want? Amen. Our home to be so. Amen. Sealed. The devil tries every side. Have you watched it? He said you have a hedge on every side. There is no entrance. If you like, just take off your hands. And let me take all what he has. Let us create that life. that the Lord himself what, will also come and fortify it. The devil can never enter. The Holy Spirit will be upon it. And there will never be any entrance into our lives. We are sealed in him. Amen. So, what happened? Then the Lord said unto Satan, behold, that's verse 12. You can open that because we are going down. Verse 12 of Job 1. Job 1. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon him put not forth thy hand. Now let's watch, because we are going to catch something there. First, Satan challenged God over Job that his properties, isn't it? So God said, okay, his properties is in your hands. But himself, don't touch. Praise the Lord. An open door for Satan. From there, straight away, off. But what was it? Why should God enter into this kind of challenge? Let's hear something from the prophet here in the message book. For him will I accept, which was preached in Hammond in on 1952. He said, now watch. That man had went through trials. That man who had been purged. Now listen. He said, God was not dealing with a sinner. He knew what who Job was. Praise God. God was not dealing with what? A sinner. But he said, he was dealing with a saint. Oh, praise the Lord. God knew who Job was. That he wasn't a sinner. He wasn't someone that can be broken down. Oh, my brother, my sister, how many of us, we go through some little trials and we give up and we begin to charge God foolishly? If that's what happened, okay. Today I don't feel like even going to church. Amen. See? A little something. Then you quickly we make what? A decision. God was not dealing with a sinner. He was dealing with what? A saint. And he said, see, a man that had been purged by God. See? He had been what? Purged by God. My brother, if we stay right with God, he will purge us. Purge us of every sin, every fault. Oh, just like Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Praise God. He believed God and he became a friend of God. These are the people God trusted. So asking Abraham, go, take your only son and sacrifice him unto me. God knew very well that Abraham would believe, will obey, obedience to his word. God knew it. He knew who Abraham was. And he knew who Job was. For him to give him off, okay, Satan, go, take everything that he has. And I know my servant Job will never curse me. I believe it. My brother, cursing is not just simply because it comes from your mouth, but your attitude. Praise God. Your way of life is what? It's cursing God. That God is not there. That there is no God. Watch it, my brother, my sister. God trusted. Let us be in that position where God will trust us. That he will put us just in front for what? For the devil to kick us left and right. We will never what? Open our lips and sin. We will not charge God foolishly. Praise the Lord. Oh, how many wants to be like Job? Job's trials. God trusted in him. Hear what the prophets continue to say. He said, a man that had been purged by God, proving to Satan that there was mortals, oh hallelujah, who would serve him in the face of conflict. Praise God. Nothing will move a true Christian that God has purged him. He said, God was proving to Satan that, look, mortals that have what? Flesh and blood running in them. Like me and you. God could trust and say, no matter. Not immortals, though. Mortals. God believed that there are mortals that will save him no matter what, in the face of any conflict, they will continue to serve him. In the face of whatever trials, they will continue to serve him with the whole of their hearts. A man purged by God. A woman purged by God. No gravity of trials can separate him from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate him from the love of Christ. As we know in Romans, he said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or perils or sword, can any of these things separate us from the love of God? He said, as it is written, we are killed every day for his sake. Amen. Every day long we are killed. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. See? My brother, my sister, I beseech you. The Holy Spirit beseeches you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever reproach that comes to you, rebuke, chasten, as long as it is the word of God, God is purging you. Amen. Amen. God is purging you for him to be able to trust in you. Amen. Amen. God trusting in a human being. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, my sister, when I stand here, when grace comes and I stand here and maybe preaching this way, I don't hate anyone. It is love. Amen. Real love. And myself is what? It's telling me something also. Because I can't stand here and preach virtues and practice what? Vices. Take it, my brother. Take it, my sister. That's the will of God for you. Amen. What can separate you from the love of God? Said we are killed every day long. Every day there is something that will come your way to what? To bring you into what? Some kind of distress. For him, his name's sake. Amen. And some of you, I'm sorry to say this. Lord, forgive me. Some of you sisters can go and stand by the roadside. And one night maybe you'll get what? Something really good. Isn't it? But because of Christ. Hallelujah. Look at where you are seated. Yeah. Amen. And maybe you don't have even what? €5 in your purse. Praise God. Some of you men, we look for all these drug people and get one trip. You come back. Plenty money, isn't it? But you are seated here. Maybe there is nothing. Even tomorrow, the milk is finished in the house. Amen. We are killed every day long. Amen. For his sake. And we shall stand as what? As real soldiers of the cross. Amen. He said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. See? We are more than conquerors. It makes us what? Conquerors. Through him, overcomers, overcomers. And one thing I love, I like that statement. It said, I am persuaded. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I am persuaded. That neither death, nor life, even angels, or principalities, powers, the things present and the things to come. Not I am persuaded that none of these things can separate me from the love of God. I will stay with Christ. I will stay with him. Praise God. I will stay with him. You give me that song today. Oh, stay under his blood. Amen. Amen. Job trials. Satan has been given an open pass to go and cause what? Job to curse God. Hey, my brother. Satan has been given what? A free pass. Go and take everything that he has. Hiya! Hey! Serious. And so, my brother, sometimes your trials, you don't know. Maybe God has allowed it. Amen. 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 The trials you go through. Look, stand straight, stand great. See? God has allowed it. Because you are still a Christian, when trials come, God has allowed it. Amen. Amen. Believe it. Amen. Satan can never touch you. Amen. Where are you standing? You are at what? Over the Holy Spirit is what? Over you, isn't it? Now Satan is coming to what? Attack you. Hey! He has to go through justification. How can I get there? The guy is what? Right where the Holy Spirit is. So before he can come to you, he has to go through what? Because you pass through what? Justification, isn't it? And then sanctification. You go through it. Eh? I've said this thing before. So now he's sanctified. So he jumps to what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, ah! God bless you. Amen. Ah, he has also received what? The Holy Ghost. Yes. Amen. Amen. So Satan can never touch you. Amen. Trials that comes your way, if you believe that you hate sin, you believe that you are a true Christian, God has allowed it. Amen. Believe it tonight. Amen. God has allowed it. If God has not allowed it, it can never happen. Amen. And you surely come out from it. With what? Pray many blessings. Oh, praise God. That is the word of God. Oh, my brother. See? Sometimes he allows it because he wants his name to be glorified in you. He wants his name to be glorified. Everybody knows. Oh, Sister Lily. Everybody knows her. But one day, hallelujah, they will see her different. Amen. And then glorify God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has allowed it. Amen. Just continue to keep still. Don't foolishly what? Accuse him. Praise God. Say, ah, why all these things upon me? Why? Where is my God? Where is God? Even you don't say, you say, where is my God? Where is God? Where is God? That's a foolish word, foolish language. Never let it word come out from your mouth. Praise God. Said, if you would examine yourself, your thoughts, your motives, and be sincere and found nothing wrong, then always remember this. Amen. Amen. Examine yourself, your thoughts, your motives, your objectives, examine them. And with all sincerity, know very well that, oh, there is what? Nothing wrong with you. Amen. Then I want you to remember this. When that day, Jesus and the disciples, they saw a man born blind. And the disciples asked Jesus Christ, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, neither has this man nor his parents has sinned, but for the work of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To be made manifest. To see how great God is. Amen. He has been what? Born blind. Amen. Waiting for his redemption. Waiting to receive his sight. For the whole world to know, oh, there is God. Amen. Remember this, my brother, my sister. When you are going through trials, and you have examined yourself, that you have not placed anything that is what against God, you have not sinned. If you believe it, oh, then, my brother, always remember this scripture. That it is for a purpose. That the glory of God will be made manifest in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. But listen to this. I believe there isn't anything harder than to bear an unexplained trouble or trials. See? It's very, very hard. Hmm? Unexplained trials. Ah, my God. Give me a tissue. Unexplained trials and difficulties and problems that comes your way. It's very hard thing to go through an unexplained world. Trials and problems and difficulties. If you could see some reason for why you are going through it, at least you could what? Endure it. Eh? If you know why you are, you can what? But you don't know it. Then it comes on your life. Oh, my brother. He said, but when trouble seems to be pointless, it is terrible strain on the soul. Look at what this man, born blind, was going through. Look at the experience Job was going through. Unexplained what? Trials. Don't know what he has done. Never knew. But notice. Listen to this. Notice. One reason I believe we have been given this Job testimony is to help us understand that life can still have a great deal of meaning. Amen. Even when it looks absolutely useless. Life, when you are going through trials, a true Christian, you will never commit suicide. A true Christian will never commit suicide. Praise God. The other day, this Hollywood actor that committed suicide, that man, what was the name? Robert Williams. Yeah. Then later, one day I saw his home. Oh, a mighty home! What's wrong with this man? A mansion! In a rented forest, beautiful! And then you look at your two-bedroom rented house and trying to see how even you can pay your rent. Then this man just killed himself because of just something how you can't even understand. Oh, then sell the house if it is poverty. Oh, praise God. Thank God we have what? A Christian will never commit suicide. Amen. Amen. Though we may go through what? Unexplained trials and problems, unexplained. But as long as we know that we have not committed sin, we have not committed sin. My brother, look, life has a meaning. When it looks absolutely what? Useless. A Christian look at what? Job. Amen. Amen. It is there for us for an example. Amen. A Christian will look at what? The trials of Job. Amen. And go start keeping on because he knows that his God is alive. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so now Satan has been given what? The green light. Go now. Do what you want to do. Satan straight away. Verse 14. Trial number one. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. First trial. Hey, all his what? Oxen, asses, gone. The servants that went with them also, they are all what? Killed. While, verse 16, he said, while he was yet speaking, trial 2, While he was here speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God is falling from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Hey! Serious. The sheep, the oxen gone, asses gone, the sheep gone, servants gone with them. Verse 17, third trial. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Hey! Brother, just one day, Satan is just hitting. What is he trying to do? He said, "I will make Job curse God today. I'll make Job to curse God." Praise the Lord. Fourth trial. While he was here speaking, there came also another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners." You see, now God has what? Lifted his hands. Amen. So now, something can what? Set the four corners. Eh? North, south, east, and west. Smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Hey! That's the fourth trial. Then Job arose. Satan was waiting. Yes. He's going to curse God now. Then Satan arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And worshipped. Verse 21. And said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
1, 2, 3, 4 trials came when he heard that his sons and daughters, they are all what? Gone. Rent his clothes, shaved his head, and went down on his knees. So, oh Lord, glory be to your name. He worshipped. Praise God. Because of some small trials, it has made what? Your prayers weak. Ratoni. Fire in the house? Amen.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, because of something small, all of us, we become prayerless. Oh, my brother. Look at Job. Amen.
Amen.
Even when the children were feasting, he had gone to do what? To make an atonement for them. Oh, Job, he was a real man of God. He has gone to make atonement because maybe the children will sin. In all this, now verse 22, he said, in all this, verse 22, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Why God? Why? Why all these things? Oh, where is God? Where is God? Why all these things? Now everything gone. Oh, no. No, sir. He worshipped. He worshipped. Praise the Lord. Then Satan was standing there and said, so this thing could not kick this man to curse God. Look at him, he's even worshiping. Hey! Look at even what he said. That naked I came, naked I go back. Ha ha! Satan defeated. Hallelujah! Let your life be defeating Satan every day. Amen. By your word, when trials come, you go down and worship him. Amen. And give him praise. Amen. Say, you are God. Amen. All things work together for good. Amen. If you have not allowed it, it can never. Satan has no way. Amen. So praise be to your name, Lord. I love you. Amen. I love you, Lord. Worship him. Amen. Praise God. Satan said, he went back to God. He went back to God. He said, okay. You know, well, the thing is, his skin. Amen. His skin. I know, you see, for his skin, man's skin, you see, when you put inflictions, you see, he will surely, that he will feel that one more. Amen. Amen. So if you like, give me the chance. Amen. And God said, go. Do whatever you want on his skin, but don't take his life. We shall end here today. Job part one. Job trials part one. The part two will come. And you see body, spirit, and soul. Amen. Satan attacked it. Praise the Lord. Let us be what? Let us believe in God. Trust in God so that he will purge us and we become what? A trophy, vessels in his hands. The devil can never touch us. How many would like to stay under the blood? Amen. Oh, God, richly bless. Musicians, just come. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We will hear of what? The second part. God richly bless you. Now sing to him. Worship him now. Let all your trials, all what is what has been bothering you, let it get behind you. Oh, Brother George is still looking for the interview. Hey, just worship him. Amen. Amen. Oh, what are you Hallelujah. Looking for tonight? Amen. What is on your heart? He knows why. Amen. Believe that he has allowed it. Amen. And it will surely, Amen. When we get, maybe the trial of Job will take what? 3 times. Because we are going to delve into what? Something really spiritual. And you see that our God, he is good. Our Lord, he is good. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. I gonna stay right that he's bound. I gonna stay right that His blood and done to me no harm. Oh yes, sir. Gonna stay right His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Oh no harm, no harm, harm. Oh no harm, oh no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. Oh no harm, 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 no harm. Oh, where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under Your blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Oh no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, where the devil can do me no harm. Oh, no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are worshiping You. Oh, yes, sir. No amount of trials, no amount of difficulties, our problems, they are behind us. We look unto You. As long as You are the God of Job, You have never changed. The God of Job, You are here. As You did for him, You will do for us also. Because You are a God that works. You are just God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Now stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay under His blood. Stay right under His blood. Where the devil cannot do me no. Oh, stay right under. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, we bless Your name, Lord. I'm gonna stay right under. Where the devil can. One more time. Oh no harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Oh yes, sir. My brother, my sister. What is your trouble? He has allowed it. Believe it, my sister. What is your trouble? The Lord has allowed it. He will surely miss you one of these days. As He did for Job. Oh yes, sir, you stand. The devil will come. The giants will come. The devil will squeeze you. But stay under His blood. Stay under His blood. Oh, yes, sir. And He can never harm you. Oh, riding under His blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh yes, sir. No harm, no harm. Oh, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. Are you sure you are going to stay there? Oh, the God of Job, He's here. Your problems, your trials, your needs, whatever be it, He has allowed it. As long as you trust in Him, just stay under the blood, and no harm can come over you. The devil will squeeze you. The devil will put you into what? Trials. The devil will do everything to what? Claim something from you. But he can never Amen. Be it whatever be it, as he did for Job, my brother, my sister, he will do the same for us. Tonight, say, Lord, if you have anything that you need to surrender to him, anything that you need to surrender to him, if even it is what? Something that will create a hindrance between you and your God, tonight, just confess to him. Amen. The Lord, I want you to purge me. I want you to purge me so that I will be able to stand every conflict that will come in my life. That I will never, open my mouth foolishly against you. Tonight, just pray. Say, Lord, purge me. I want to be like Job. All my needs and everything, they are behind me. Now I know you have allowed them. Now I look unto you now. I will stay under the blood. And I believe one of these days you are going to meet me. And you will restore unto me, even if there are things that I have lost. If things that you have lost, he will restore them back to you. He's a God of restoration. Whatever the palm worms, the canker worms, the caterpillars and the locusts have eaten, he will restore. Whatever you are looking for, he's a God of Job. He's here. Just speak to him. 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 We have only 5 minutes. Doesn't mean just one word from you. If only you believe what you are saying, he's more than able to take you through. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. In Jesus' name. We ask. Brother Olmo, will God come and give us a word of prayer? Close the church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, tonight for your grace, Lord. Father, and your mercy that has found us, Lord, O God, in the simple scriptures of the life of a man called
Job. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, how he went through things that he could not explain and he did not know where these things came from.
Yes.
Yet, Lord, behind the scenes, you were there all the time.
Amen.
Lord. Father, it was ordained of you, Lord, that your name would be glorified even as we are glorifying
you
tonight.
Lord Jesus.
To see that man, Lord, that eschewed evil, Lord,
yes,
and he sinned
Lord.
Not in all his trials.
Amen.
Lord. And your word tells us, Father, that these things happened for our example.
Amen.
Lord, tonight, Father, no matter what we may be going through and we do not see why we go through what
yes.
we go through, Father, but we have confidence tonight because you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we have confidence, Father, that, Lord, you are behind it all.
Amen.
That you are letting it happen unto us for the trial of our faith.
Amen.
Which we understand to be more precious than gold.
That's right.
More precious than 10,000 of wealth.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Father, we are in your hands.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Father, that whatever we may be going through tonight, we may go through it with patience, Lord.
Amen.
And we may learn everything that you want us to learn in it, Father. For what profit is it unto us if we should gain the whole world and lose our lives?
Mm.
Father, we submit our lives into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Mold us in any way you want, O God. It isn't easy, Father, for us to be on that potter's wheel and being molded. It's painful many times.
Mm.
But Father, how we love the trials that are ordained of you, Lord.
Amen.
We rejoice in them, as your word says, Lord, to count ourselves blessed when we go
Hallelujah.
Through these things. And we pray, Father, that you would give us patience to go through it, Lord, Father, for we know you are with us, Lord.
Yes,
even
Lord.
Though the devil may come and whisper to us, Lord, and say, is it worth it, Father, and he may try to push us, Lord, Father, that we may give up in the midst of a trial.
Yes.
But we are so thankful tonight that our anchor is holding strong in
Amen.
You, Lord, and that you are holding us. We
Amen.
Are in your hands, and indeed there's nothing under the sun, Lord, that could ever separate us from your love.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, O God. May you continue, Father, to speak with us, Lord. After all has been said and done, all the prayers have been said, while we are resting in the night, Lord, Father, may you be that voice that
Amen.
Will continue to speak to every heart in here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To cut out every excess flesh, Lord, to remove every dross,
yes.
Father, that when we would come to the river, there'd be no trouble, Lord, but we would get free passage, Lord, to the other side
Amen.
Of our desire. We pray for our brethren that were not here today.
Yes,
Father, we
Lord.
Commit them to you. You know what held them back, Lord. We pray that when we would meet on Sunday, Father, you would order their footsteps, that we would
in
rejoice
the name
together
of
with
Jesus
them in
Christ.
Here, Lord. Father, for the day is fast approaching. We see sin all over the place, Lord. There's nowhere to look, Lord. Father, every place is full of vomit, Lord. It's just so bad for a Christian to be in this world at this time.
Yes,
but Father,
Lord.
We are waiting
come,
patiently,
come,
Lord,
yeah.
that you may come, Father.
Yes,
for even
Lord.
As Job said, we see it too, Lord, that at the end of the day, we shall see you standing up.
Amen.
Earth, our Redeemer liveth.
Oh, hallelujah.
Rejoice in that, Lord. May you be glorified
hallelujah.
Tonight, Father, Amen. Even as we go. Help us, Father, that we continue to proclaim your name in our lives. We ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, praying your blessing upon our brother that has ministered.
Amen.
May you restore strength unto him, the musicians.
Amen.
May you continue
Amen.
To use them and to guide them.
Amen.
We ask your blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, brother. God bless you. Amen. Give us a short chorus that we can go. I'm gonna stay right under his blood.
I'm gonna stay under his blood. Where the devil can do. I'm gonna stay
right under his blood.
Glory
to bless you.